What does a monkey say? And yeah. What does a cow say?
Moo.
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 Let's peek inside the mind of a boomer. This is Boomer Randomness, a podcast dedicated to the baby boom generation, with random observations about boomer life from boomers, including topics like music, movies, memories, marriage and divorce, retirement, bucket lists, kids and grandkids, travel, and a whole lot more. Here's your boomer host, Bernie Lucas.
Many boomers are grandparents or may become grandparents, so the topic of grandparenting is a big part of boomer life. I've been married more than once, but never had children. But by way of my recent marriage, I am now a grandparent to two awesome little kids, a 2.5-year-old girl and a 1-year-old boy. I spent 2 days with the 1-year-old recently for the first time in several weeks, watching this laughing, crying, pooping little boy morph into a crawling, wiggling learning machine is fascinating. I guess you could say I'm a laughing, crying, pooping grandpa morphing into a learning about kids machine. And my guide through this part of my life is my wife, Jennifer. Hey, Grandma.
Gimli.
Isn't that funny? Before we became grandparents, we were gonna try to figure out what we wanted to be called by our grandkids. And we figured Grandma and Grandpa, because especially in your family, there's, you know, Dika and Mima and Mimi and all kinds of others. So it would be unique to have Grandma and Grandpa. But that didn't quite work out, did it?
No, it didn't. I think it was Matt, my youngest, who said, oh, why don't we call you Gimli? And it's from a character in Lord of the Rings who I think is not the most attractive character, but apparently he has a heart of gold. So that's nice. And but Gimli is my name, and my 2.5-year-old granddaughter, Vera, is calling it Gimmy right now.
Right. Can't quite get the L in there yet.
Nope, not yet.
But she is really, her vocabulary is incredible. I mean, she's up to the sentences part now.
And oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's quite amazing little one, for sure.
And you know, as all kids do, mimicking parents and grandparents and other people that are around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, you have to be careful what you say.
Yes. We've all retrained ourselves how we speak around her.
That's right.
And the other one, and this is kind of the one I'm really referring to, is the grandson who just turned one.
Cooper turned one April 2nd, and it's been an amazing ride to see him grow and his personality. And you know he's going to be a very strong, determined young boy. Watch out.
Yeah, he's a crawling machine right now, among everything else. But those are almost words, right? I mean, I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. So it's like he could have be a whole different personality in 2 weeks.
He says ball. He says bus. I think he does say grandpa from
the other
grandfather. Yeah. And he says balloon. I mean, he says he has quite a bit of vocabulary for his age. I'm very surprised too.
Yeah. And just crawling around, it's hard to, I can't, but you're having trouble even keeping up when he's crawling around. And
I tell you, when he naps, which is not that long, but I nap.
Yeah. You babysit him 2 days a week.
2 days a week, Monday and Tuesday back to back, which is fine. I like that, but you have to watch him every second.
Oh yeah.
He's into climbing a lot, so you have to watch him.
Yeah,
just
and there's
like the hawk.
In their house, there's stairways.
Yeah, they did get something to fix that a little bit.
You haven't seen
that. So.
Yeah, baby gate.
Well,
doggy gate.
And they're getting a puppy in a month.
Yeah, that ought to be interesting. Two pooping, crawling. Well, little Cooper's, he stands when he can hold on to something. So, I mean, walking is going to be the next thing for him.
It's going to be real soon, and he's just going to start walking. He's not going to even think about it. He's going to start walking.
Yeah. So your two sons, one's 40, one's 36, and their wives are in their 30s. And one couple's been married 9 years and the other coming up on six. And so they were each married for a while before they had their first kid each. But you had an interesting balance of things. You know, when we're talking, it's, oh, I want to be a grandmother. I hope they have kids sometime, but I'm not going to pester them about it. And you didn't.
I did not. You know, you just leave those things alone.
Yeah.
You know, everybody told me it would come when it would come, and it did.
And it did. And your kids are so creative, and the wives. And describe how you learned about the first one, about Vera.
So Vera...
Oh, you're getting a little teary-eyed. You want me to start the story?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know I was going to do this.
It's okay.
So my mom passed away on November 12th. And I was to stay with my sister because, you know, she was dying and we didn't want to leave her. You know, I didn't want to leave her bedside as much as I could. So we all of us packed our things and we stayed there for a good month. And finally, it was time to come home, and it was Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving weekend, but I guess the weekend before Thanksgiving. I can't, maybe not.
Yeah.
Anyway, I came home and I was so tired. And Tim called and said, you know, we want to have dinner with you. We haven't had dinner with you in such a long time. And I said, okay. I said, but I'm really, really tired. And he says, we won't make it long. And I said, okay. So we met them at Matt and Emily's house, which is right up the street from where we are. And all of a sudden, they said, we want to give you a present.
Oh, and let me interject one thing. It's like, I was kind of tired too. And so I was going to I was hemming and hawing and maybe was going to skip it. And Tim insisted that I had to be there too.
Yeah.
Which is like, we didn't know what that meant. But.
So they gave us our presents and...
Oh, well, they gave us each a t-shirt,
right.
A custom-made t-shirt.
Right.
So your t-shirt said, soon to be grandma 2021. And your reaction?
Oh, I just went to the floor crying. I mean, I was so shocked. I was really shocked because there were just some medical things going on. And I didn't think, I said, oh, this is going to be a while maybe. And the stars and the moon and everything lined up and they were pregnant before they knew it. I think they were shocked too, to tell
right,
you the truth.
Right. And that all happened, like you said, your mother died and then they found out they were pregnant.
They found out. There's two interesting things about this that gets me a little choked up. They found out they were pregnant the day she died. And then before she died, we were all in her room and she kept on saying, seven. And we're like, and we said, okay, what does that mean? And we're trying to think, you know, we're a family of, you know, we grew up, we were five children and a mom and a dad. So that's seven. And she's just like looking at the wall, seven. And she would just get so angry and I feel like she was really looking at me, and I'm not making this up. I mean my siblings would tell you the story. So the ironic thing is that little precious Vera was born on July 7th, 7/7.
Yeah.
So I like to think that she knew before she died.
And calculated the time.
Yeah.
Wow. Going back to the t-shirt thing, they gave me we weren't married yet, but we've been together for years. They gave me a t-shirt that said, promoted to grandpa, established 2021.
That's cute.
And I still wear that shirt sometimes. That was so cool. A great reveal. And then the reveal for your other son and his wife.
So,
and they were still living a couple of blocks from us.
Living a couple of blocks away from us still, and we like to sit on our patio as much as possible.
And they would walk their dog through our neighborhoods.
So I saw them walking, and I'm like waving, and they're coming over. I said, "You guys want to come in?" And I hope I get this phrase right. And she says, "Well, it depends."
He said, "Well, I don't know. We have a bun in the oven.
We have a bun in the oven." And I didn't get it.
You didn't? I don't think you heard it the first time. And she looked at me, and I acknowledged because I caught it right away. And so she said it again.
And she said it again. "I have a bun in the oven," and I just screamed. You know, it's so funny. I have friends who children don't tell their don't tell them that they're pregnant until a little bit later. Everybody has their choice, and I understand that. But my kids told me like the second they found out. You know.
Yeah.
And so we were so ecstatic with having that announcement as well.
And now that's the little boy that's, you know, crawling all over the place. And for me, this is, like I said, I never had kids. And so I'm learning about kids from you and learning so much just about parenting in general and just, you know, you and your sons and their wives. I mean, you guys are so close.
We're very close. We're very close. Each of them call me every day.
Every day.
You know,
at least
once. I get one in the morning, I get the other son in the afternoon. And when they don't call, I think, oh my gosh, I hope everything's okay. But no, we're very close. And I love the fact that my relationship with both of the kids are just evolving into such fun memories. And I hope they have fun memories. I love being with them. I told my daughter, I said, I don't see them, my heart actually hurts a little bit that I'm not seeing them. So if I don't see them, I make sure we FaceTime. Thank you, technology.
Well, that's the thing about technology, you know, in our boomer era, you know, with kids, I mean, you might have cameras and you might take some pictures here and there, but like with the, you know, cameras in our pockets and purses, basically, I mean, I would say we probably... just us as grandparents probably have, you know, more than 1,000 pictures, you know, of the two, and, you know, and they have probably more.
So interesting with Vera, when she was born during the pandemic.
Right.
So we couldn't go to the hospital. Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. We had to wear masks.
You had to wear masks. That's right.
And it was limited the number of people could be in the room and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. The father couldn't be in the room when we were there, but I think we broke that rule.
We might have. We won't mention the name of the hospital.
No. that's right. I guess we FaceTime when she had the baby.
Yeah, yeah. Another piece of technology we couldn't have imagined.
So she came out. I think she was a little early, but that's all right. She was very healthy, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
You know, it's a scary thing, pregnancy, and we seem to take it for granted. And, you know, we have two healthy grandchildren, so.
Yeah. So for the second grandbaby, little Cooper, no more pandemic going on for that one. What's your memory of that day?
So, again, it's quite memorable for me. I just had knee surgery on March 1st.
Right.
So, I had a total knee replacement, which was way harder than I thought it would be. Way harder. So, our little Cooper was born April 2nd. So, a little bit of a month later after, you know, I'm wobbling around, but it was like we knew she was in labor. And again, I never want to take anything for granted. So you're just waiting for that call or that message.
And secretly hoping it wasn't going to be on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think they wanted it to be on April Fool's Day. someone's birthday. Sean Taylor or...
Yeah, something like that. Well, and my mother's birthday
that's
was
right. That's right.
Also that day, but nobody ever kidded her about it.
So we finally got the news that little Cooper Norman Huff was born on April 2nd at 3:53 in the morning. So it was very exciting to be able to see that baby at the hospital again. But that hospital, the maternity ward was all the way in the back. And they did it that way for reasons, you know, for security reasons. And I think somebody gave us wrong directions. So here both of us is hobbling along.
Yeah, because I had injured my knee right about that time also.
Yeah,
so yeah, we're just kind of...
It was
kinda,
just like, yeah. It was terrible trying to get to the maternity ward. But we got there and saw this little precious thing, a bundle of a boy, and just so sweet.
This is the Boomer Randomness Podcast.
Are you excited for these?
Yeah.
What are those?
Beans.
Beans. So what do we want?
Open it.
I'm talking with my wife, Jennifer, about grandparenting. And I know, and you know, for Vera, the one that's 2.5 now, it's going to be 3 this summer. You did babysitting for her twice a week for a year and a half?
Two years. I babysat her for 2 years, twice a week. And that was a lot of fun because I babysat at their house. Their house is right next to where they work. And so we had a lot of bonding time with Matt and Tim and Emma. You know, I didn't have that much with Emily because she had her own job.
Yeah, and it's in all of them work. Mm-hmm. You know, your sons and their wives all work. And, you know, I mean, they've got some time off for the pregnancy, but, you know, and some slack from their employers, but they're both working. And that, I mean, even comparing that to us growing up, I mean, I think in your family, your mother worked for some of that time, but
my mother?
Yeah. She had a grocery store or something, so she didn't...
Oh, well, we were much older, you know.
Oh, at that point.
Yeah.
So younger.
No. She had 5 children.
Well, yeah, I couldn't imagine. Yeah.
That was her job.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my mom's
job. And same with my mother. And my mother welcomed that. I mean, the stories
so
that
did
she...
Mine.
Yeah, you know, stories that she told
it.
Later and later. She said, in my mother's case, my mother always said that her life began when she had me and my sister.
And I tell you, that's really, it's amazing. You think you have these humans.
Yeah.
And then you watch them grow. And then these humans have babies. And that's one of the real joys of my life right now is to watch them become such great parents. Both my boys are very involved in every aspect of raising their children, giving baths, feeding, nighttime.
Yeah.
Nighttime, even though Matt has to be out the door at 6:00, he is with that baby during the night if he has to get up or whatever. So, you know, it's just amazing to watch their love, which makes me, you know, I just sit there and grin from ear to ear.
Yeah, and Ellen, thinking also through the boomer filter, it's like the more typical scenario, and we were in parenting decades or whatever, you know, this wasn't for every couple, but, you know, the typical one for a lot where, you know, the guy works and the woman's home doing women stuff, you know, those roles aren't like that for most couples now, I don't think, not from
what
we've seen.
Well, I don't think you can even afford a lot of, I mean... Everybody has choices.
Right.
Right. But for the average person, a 2-income household is really needed in this area. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they seem to work it out.
This is Boomer Randomness. So it's mostly boomers who are listening to this. And some younger. The youngest boomers are turning 60 this year. Any advice for... boomers that are going to be grandparents at some point.
Just love every second that you're with them. Hug them, love them, and enjoy it. There's going to be some tough times. I'm not going to say that it's all honky-dory and roses. There's some tougher times, but we get over those and we go on, and I'm sure there's going to be more.
Yeah.
I mean, they're only 2.5 and one.
Right.
We haven't even, poor Cooper got hurt the other day. He's funny when he walks. I mean, crawls. He rears up like a horse and then puts his head down and doesn't look, and he's crawling. Well, he crawled right into a book onto its face, and he got a nice little scratch here. And my Matt was like, oh my gosh. I said, oh my goodness. This is one of many scratches that you're going to have.
You're probably thinking of all the times he had them when he was young.
Oh gosh, I can tell stories. You know, they're, and I have to remind myself of this. I don't like to pry into my children's life. So you just have to kind of keep your mouth shut a little bit and just say, you know, this is their child, and it's not, you know, you already had yours.
Yeah.
Not as easy sometimes, and I know that, but I really do try to go by that rule.
Yeah.
And the times that I say something, I thought, I shouldn't have said that. That's really none of my business.
Yeah. Yeah. My advice to you all the time in those scenarios is trust that you raised them well. And I think the evidence is there that you did.
Yeah. They're good guys. They really are. And girls. I love my girls.
Yeah.
I didn't have girls, so I call my daughter-in-laws my daughters.
Yeah. I didn't have any, so I tell you, we've been together for a long time, but we finally got married last year. One of your sons was the officiant, and, you know, and the other walked you up our little aisle that we made in the mm-hmm. house that we did this in, and, you know, all the families there. And so, you know, we each had our teary-eyed moments. But one of mine was like probably a half hour after the ceremony when Matt called me stepdad. It's like, oh my God, I was aware of that. I wasn't sure if I wanted to, you know, even, well, I certainly was never going to suggest that, you know. I've just been Bernie for the, you know, 10 years I've known them. And it was a moment for me to get that, you know, and not having had kids myself, but, you know, having the benefit of seeing that and you know, just all the pictures you've showed me and some of the stories you've told me and told them about that when they were kids, and mm-hmm. some things they remember and some they don't.
Anything else?
No, I think that's
a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Here's what's coming up on Boomer Randomness.
I post new episodes on Tuesdays. Hopefully I'm back on track after missing a few. Working on some conversations with interesting boomers talking about their lives. Also coming up, a look at 1972. Very interesting music, especially in that year.
Learn more about Boomer Life and sign up for episode updates at boomerrandomness.com. And check us out on the Boomer Randomness Facebook. Okay, Boomer, thanks for listening. And tell everyone you know about Boomer Randomness.